an online world of social media and soundbites, Twitter posts and Instagram comments, the art of thoughtful conversation seems to be disappearing. Current platforms tend to foster short and loud expression, often lacking the nuance needed for us to truly understand each other. Well, there's good news. A new Australian startup is hoping to fill this void. Letter is a platform that creates a space for good faith conversations, allowing users to thoughtfully express and discuss ideas. One of its co-founders is Clyde Rathbone. Now, you may recognise that name because Clyde used to play rugby for Australia. Well, he's shifting his talents into the tech world. He joins us to talk about Letter a whole deal more. Clyde, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Really, it's great to be here.
Now, Letter is a platform for thoughtful, good faith conversations. How do we define good faith and why is that so important?
I think good faith is being open to different perspectives, being willing to change your mind in light of good arguments and new evidence. It's assuming good intentions of the person you're corresponding with. I think it's being thoughtful and trying to be less reactive and more considered. Kind of all those things, and I think that is really what underpins productive dialogue. You know, if you remove good faith from the equation, you get the kind of tribalism and short-form sort of reactive emotional correspondence that we see on places like Twitter and Facebook and the other online platforms.
How does Letter actually work? Can I get on and write to anyone, let's say?
Yeah, so you know, there's a couple of ways in which conversations take place. One is when two people have been discussing something, maybe you've got a friend or you know, someone whose work you admire, but you have a disagreement with it and you want to move it onto a space that's kind of tailor-made for longer form nuanced conversation. You can take it to Letter. Anyone can write there. Other times, people will have a subject matter that they're passionate about, but they don't necessarily have a correspondent in mind, and they can come and read our open letters or contact us directly and say, well, this is an area that I'm passionate about and I'd like to find someone to kind of explore these ideas and stress test my own ideas about these things.
I mean, so there are lots of platforms already that are for the exchanging of ideas, e.g. social media, Twitter and Facebook. Why is the platform like Letter so important now?
Well, I think there's some very simple differences that are really important and really change the sort of nature of the engagements. You know, if you and I were having this conversation, say, around a coffee table and a member of the public overheard it and decided to interject and kind of take it over, that would be a weird experience. We would think that was very sort of atypical. But that's kind of what happens every day on places like Twitter and Facebook. You know, you and I might be having a productive conversation, but anyone can insert themselves into that conversation. And often that is what derails what would otherwise be productive conversations. The other problem with the way those platforms are designed is that there's such a performative element to it. There's a real sense that your tribe and your team is watching what you're saying. So I think that plays into us wanting to kind of speak past the other person and really trying to point score the kind of cheap sort of debate tactics. But I think what makes Letter important right now is that whilst we are hyper-connected in the sort of post-internet world, we have very few genuine, wholesome disagreements and arguments. You know, everything is so sort of partisan. And I think the polarization on a surface level doesn't seem that destructive, but you know, I grew up in South Africa. You have to look at other parts of the world to realize that it's a slippery slope that can get very serious.
What are some of the things people are using Letter to have conversations about at the moment?
Well, most of the conversations are on relatively contentious issues. You know, they're hard problems to solve, where there's no necessarily simple answers. So things like abortion and gun rights. I think one of the more popular conversations up right now is on police shootings and racism, which is just an incredibly complex topic. And I think the traditional news media simplifies these things down and produces very simple narratives, whereas actually you delve into the data and you get two people who really know the subject matter, you realize that that complexity is why the problem hasn't gone away for so long. So things like abortion, gun rights, political issues, things where, that we need more debate on, we need more genuine good faith conversations about. And those are the kind of writers we're looking for. You want courageous people who are willing to think out loud in public and sort of wade through the messiness of an open conversation.
I think that's right. I think you just nailed it there with the messiness, right? Because they're complex, diverse problems, right? And they need thoughtful airspace and time and debate in order to be not even necessarily solved, but approached and addressed. What are your aspirations for Letter? What do you hope it might become?
We want it to become the platform where the most difficult conversations in the world are being hosted, and where writers can come to engage in long-form, nuanced conversation and really learn, expose their thoughts to the world, and where readers can come and find, the most fascinating dialogues online in a place where the conversation has room to breathe. You and I are having this conversation right now, and I've got seconds to think about what you've said and respond. But if we were having it in writing, I could really gather my thoughts and put my best foot forward. And I think that's one of the benefits of long-form conversation in text form. So, I think we're on track, but we need more writers. If you're listening to this and you are a writer who's brave enough to engage in a public forum on difficult topics, then we'd love you to reach out to us.
I can see in the future, like we have the Festival for Dangerous Ideas. I can see the Festival of Letters where you have an event. And I guess that's kind of opposing to the idea of long, giving people a long time to respond to something. But it would be beautiful to see all your beautiful writers standing on stage reading out their letters and having those conversations at an event. That would be cool. So what's next? Yeah. Are you guys going to be adding anything new to the platform?
Yeah, in the coming weeks, we're making it easier to find content. We've got some amazing conversations, but discovering them isn't as easy as it should be. So in the next few weeks, you'll be able to find topics much more simply if you're arriving as a reader. And then we're also producing our first bit of video content. So we are getting a documentary filmmaker to host two of our letter writers at the end of their exchange. And they'll actually be calling the letters up on screen and like highlighting certain parts of the text and then asking them about it, kind of go deeper. So it's almost like a postscript on the letter exchange. So I think no one's really doing that. And I think it's an exciting new sort of way to merge the text in the video format.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so you said before you're looking for people to come on board to the platform. If people want to start writing letters, how do they go about that?
Yeah, it's pretty basic. You just go to letter.wiki. You can sign up and create an account using either email and password or one of your existing social accounts. And then you can click the compose button to start writing. You can either write an open letter, which will just sit on a particular feed. And that open letter is essentially inviting anyone else to respond to your letter. So you can kind of frame your position, what exactly it is you think about something, and invite someone to take it up. Or if you've got someone in mind, if you're connected to someone who's been having a running battle with and you want to move it into a sort of a tailored space for that kind of conversation, well, then the two of you can sign up, create accounts and get writing.
Clyde, thank you so much for your time and we really wish you all the best with Letter.
Thank you for having me, Ollie. I appreciate it.